Zok the Mishnah Baraita Masech the Zeher then, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalet. We were saying all along that an Eruvei Chatzeres has to be made before Shabbos, but to give away your Rishus in the Chatzer, that could be done even on Shabbos. Well, that's what the Beis Hillel hold, and that's the Halacha. But our Mishnah is going to tell us that the Beis Shammai really don't agree. The Beis Shammai say that even Bittul Rishus, giving up my rights to a courtyard, has to be done prior to Shabbos. Let's see our Mishnah. May Amosai nice and Rishus. When could a person give up his rights? Give up his rights in the Chatzer so that he doesn't block anyone from carrying because he's not part of the area. Beis Shammai, I mean the Beis Shammai say, it has to be done prior to Shabbos. That's because the Beis Shammai hold that Bittul Rishus is like selling your Rishus, and you can't sell things on Shabbos. Well, Beis Hillel, the Beis Hillel say, Meshech HaSheicha, you can even do it after it gets dark. They hold Bittul doesn't really mean you're selling your Rishus. It's like, I have nothing to do with my Rishus. I'm relinquishing my control. I'm removing myself from my rights to the Chatzar. That could be done even on Shabbos. B'emes the Batanura tells us this is really a great chiddush, because in regard to most halachas, whatever the case is at the beginning of Shabbos stays throughout the entire Shabbos. So this is a special chiddush, according to the Beis Hillel, that when Shabbos came in, it was also for them to carry, and he can engage in an act which Chazal allowed him to do, to say, I'm removing myself from the Rishus, and as a result, a new heter starts on Shabbos. But the Beis Hillel hold that way. Vaitrazak to Mishnah, if you're giving away your Rishus, you have to hold to it. Mishanasan Rishusai, someone who gave up his rights, Bahaitzi then carried things out. So he's using the very Rishus that he was Mevatel. Bein Beshagi, whether he did it by mistake, Bein Bemez, whether he did it on purpose, Hareza Iser. So automatically it's as if his Bittul Rishus is null and void, and again he asers on everyone to carry because there's someone here that's not part of the Erev. Divir Reb Meir is the Alt Reb Meir. If he carried out, let's say, a cheer, forgetting that he was mevatel his rishus, why should that aser? He's not really giving up his rights. So it's a knas, we punish him, you have to be careful. And even if he did a b'shagig, we're going to say, no, we can't allow it, because the next thing is, someone's going to do this b'mezid. And then that makes a joke out of the whole giving away the rishus. If you're going to just go out and carry wherever you want, so you're not really giving away the rishus. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'mezid aser. If he did it intentionally, in other words, he realized he gave away his Rishus, says, I don't care, I can use the Chatzar, I just said it. Oyser, then he asers on them. But B'shoigeg, if he did it by mistake, ain't no Oyser. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in our mission over here. When can you be Mevatel your Rishus? The Beis Shammai say, only before Shabbos, because it's like selling something, and you can't sell something on Shabbos. The Beis Hillel say, you're not really selling anything, you're just removing yourself from your Rishus. That can be done even after Shabbos. Someone did give away his Rishus, and then he turns around and carries things out, whether by mistake or on purpose. He asers everyone from carrying. You see, you didn't really mean it. You're not giving away your rights to the Chatzar. Say, Haltrav Meir, even a Shaygig, we give a Knas Atu Mezid. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he does so intentionally, that's what we say. That, it's as if he didn't give away his Rishus at all, and everyone becomes Asa. But if he did a B'Shaygig, he does not Aser them.